Fred.
Venice Diary.
Hello, good evening. You are listening to Global Critics Venice Voice on Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival. I'm the host Rita Di Santo, and today with me I'm with the sharpest mind of criticism in the world, Fernando Lima from Argentina.
Grazie.
Welcome back, Fernando. Well,
great to be here. Great to be here. You know, I do enjoy a lot of this festival. Venice Film Festival for me is one of the ones that I always wanted to be here. And, you know, because it's, for me, it's a perfect combination between a great place, great movies, and even though there is some connection with public and real people too, that it's I do love that.
It's great because today is the seventh day of the festival, so we can ninth day, but it's the seventh day of Global Critics Venice Voice, and we can start to understand maybe who will win the Golden Lion.
We can think about that, even though, you know, it's a game that we like to play, but nobody really believes in that. You know, thinking about competition between films is a little bit crazy, and it depends on so many factors. And being on a jury, you know, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not that easy, and you have to agree, and the different point of views that they are not the same, but all are valuable. We do understand that it is important. It is important, the red carpet and all the things going on these days. But for me, the most important part is being sure that every year there are people thinking about cinema in Italy, in the world, the connections, the way we must continue doing films and thinking about them, and that things I think they are great, even though at this time you kind of start off feeling a little bit tired, and you know which day it is. What did I do yesterday? And that one, but it's usually like that.
You lose the time. You don't remember if it's Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Monday.
Of course, it is. It is like that. And you are in a party at 3 a.m, and then at 8 you must be doing the cube for entering the Sala d'Arsena or Sala Grande, and you survive that because you enjoy that. I think that's beautiful. And it's beautiful. I usually try to go also to these other movie theaters where more public goes there. And it's great how they believe in the festival and they seeing a film maybe they don't have any idea.
It's amazing the fact that we can have at the end of the festival, because I sometimes I've completely forget some movies.
Yeah.
And I remember the titles, I remember the story, but I can't remember the images of that. And some of them instead, they stay with me.
Yeah.
After the festival, after 3 years. And I think that is how we can understand, I can understand, if a movie was important or not.
Of course. If it's really an important film, it will rest in the memory, in your heart, and it is a little bit like that. Doesn't it happen to you that you think you don't remember, but when you start to write, it comes back?
Yeah, exactly. I had also sometimes when we watch movie, we can see that sometimes we watch that movie with a small mind and not full understanding. Also, it is important where the movie has been produced. If it's been produced like in North of Europe, I'm thinking now that I'm talking with you.
Yeah.
I am a bit cross that we don't have so many Spanish language movies. Now, it's not, it's just an observation, because I remember I had this problem in Cannes as well.
It's better than Cannes, because in Horizonte they're Mexican, Colombian, Argentinian. we do have in Spotlight Un Cabo Suelto, Daniel Handler, last movie. He's a great actor and a great director too, and the movie is really good. We do have more films in Spanish than can here. Eh?
South America is a big, huge country, and they produce so many great movies. Argentina is amazing. Never stop.
No, we are having some troubles. There is some people that they want to stop all that. But even though you have, as I told you, there are some films and the people are so creative that they manage to do films even in the worst scenarios. And sometimes you feel with some of the last Argentinian films that you can feel that maybe they should have a little more budget or a little more time. But they have what is really important, the idea, the love for cinema and all that. And I think even though we are passing through difficult times, we do have a lot of films and people thinking about cinema in Argentina and in all Latin America. You know, it happened in Brazil too, you know, when it was Bolsonaro and Lula came back, you know, for some moments, for some years, everything was so dark. And nowadays you feel that they are again doing a lot. And I don't know, they were the guest country at the Marché at Cannes, and they're doing a lot of films. And I don't know, Secret Agent.
Yeah, but so many director and so many international, the European cinema is very well regarded. But it was incredible how much the South American cinema, the Argentinian cinema did to renew and refresh the European cinema when they started to watch Argentinian movies in the 60s, in the 70s.
I think that's the beauty of cinema. There is a connection and there is a dialogue that sometimes you get more from the other, and sometimes the other gets a little more from you. And I felt that with Spain, that was clear. Spain is passing through a great period. They had a lot. They have a lot of films very different between them, and they. I do love what is happening in Spain with cinema, but we do have it also in between Italy and Argentina. You know, the Argentinians, we are South Americans, Italians who speak Spanish, they say, and Maura del Pero, who is now at the jury, her first film was in Argentina, and she lives between Argentina and Italy, and there are a lot of people that they are thinking and working together, and for me that's okay, because you have a huge industry, but there is some films that they are so influenced by TV. And that, and thinking about another language, I think it's beautiful to have this conversation between countries and between people.
Yeah, going back to the festival.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. I will be sure. And just going back to the festival, Venice Film Festival, thinking about titles that stayed with me.
Okay. I really did enjoy, I know not everybody did, the Catherine Bigelow's film, House of Dynamite. I do like this kind of film in this moment.
House of Dynamite.
It really got to me. It really got to me.
Yeah.
And I told you, for me, the great living artist now in cinema in Italy is Bellocchio. One from the old school, old school and new school, because he can do whatever. And I did enjoy a lot the series, because a lot of people were saying, no, it's not that good as Starno Notte and whatever. But he's so great. He can do whatever.
Portobello.
Portobello.
Is here in Venice.
Yeah.
I know it will be on platform, but it's completely different to watch it on the screen, big screen.
I do remember the year in which Starno Notte was shown in Cannes, I went to the cinema thinking I will see 30 minutes and then I'll catch it later, and I couldn't leave my seat. And for me, the best film of that edition was Margot Bellocchio's Esterno Notte, even though it was a series. Or mini-series or something like that.
What is incredible about Bellocchio is that despite his age, it's like Ken Loach, we have these incredible directors. Every time they make a movie, they have something fresh or something newer. They maintain this youthful cinematic spirit.
It is like that. Because when I Pugni in Tasca appeared, it was a revolution. It's a film that... that it is in your memory always, but he's done so many different things, and even the things he didn't decide to do, but somebody proposed him to do, they have this personal touch, and he's always thinking of cinema and Italy, and he's so not aware of the fashion. He can be avant-garde, or he can be classic, or both at the same time in the same movie. And for me, he's one of the really important.
Yeah, I remember directors. Watching the documentary. I don't know if you've seen in Cannes about his brother.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was incredible! Really,
he's a genius.
Yeah, and to bring up a certain point of his career, that topics and that story in that way was incredible.
You know, I saw, when I saw the other day Portobello, for me it's great how when everybody was clapping at him, he was clapping at his team. And I remember I was in Cannes when Bella Addormentata was shown and a la Canzen. And for me, it was a magical moment because I was in the bathroom, you know, just in case before the screening, I always go to the bathroom. And he was there with all the actors. Yeah. And they were laughing like if they were in the school, that they were companions in the school. And he's a great, he's a master. And he was joking with them with some so joyfully. And I think he understands that cinema is a collective work. Even though it's his vision and he's great, he is also so respected because I don't know if I imagine or want to know or want to believe that, but I feel that even when I see him and when I see his picture.
He's super humble. I had a conversation with him and I interviewed him several times. And it's always like, first question is, did you like my movie? Oh. Did you like? And of course, it's everything that you make is perfect and wonderful. I wish all the director were like that.
Yes. Yeah. Rita. Okay. You know, I am jury of the Orizzonti.
Yeah, Orizzonti, yes. You cannot talk about that.
No, I cannot, and I must run a little bit now.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay,
was it great to have my chat with my great friend Fernando Lima, and I really enjoyed today, and thank you very much again to be here.
Thank you. For me, it's great. And thank I know you. I leave you in good hands.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.